peace of mind with Lit Men Gross.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks. We're heard right here on your dial at WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And if you want to learn more about our law firm, you can visit us online at littmancrooks.com. Tonight, our guest is John Muzio. John is the executive director of the Hyatt Classic Residence in Yonkers, New York. And John, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. My pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you on the show, and I know America's getting older and Westchester's getting older. In fact, I had read a statistic recently that Westchester has the highest percentage of over 65 people out of any county in the state. Is that true?
I think I read that same statistic. Yes, it is.
So people over 65 have different needs than people under 65, right?
Yes, they do.
So tell us, what's the biggest concern of people? You're in the field. What's the biggest concern of people as they get older?
Most people are looking for peace of mind, honestly. And they're trying to be comfortable yet plan for the future, because the longer they live, they fear sometimes they may outlive their money.
So it's a mixed bag. I mean, nobody wants to die young, but you don't want to die too old either, right? Because if you run out of money, then what happens?
Well, your lifestyle could possibly change, and that's something that you're always balancing.
So how does assisted living, is that you're basically assisted living?
Well, our building, actually, we have independent living and assisted living and memory support for dementia care. So we have three different venues of care.
All right, we'll get into the differences and the nuances of each particular type, but how does independent living, how does senior housing fit into the picture and give people peace of mind?
Well, at a certain point, it's a risk-reward proposition of owning your own home because of ongoing maintenance issues, ongoing upkeep, providing for yourself nutritional meals, taking care of utilities, things like that. The things that we take for granted become slightly more difficult and then continue to become more difficult as people get older.
So is it fair to say then that senior living is an option to individual home ownership?
Absolutely. It's designed to be worry-free, basically. It's designed to take away the a lot of decisions that you would normally have to make and put them in a place where you know that you can look in on them, but you don't have to take care of them yourself.
So is it a question of people having to sell their home once they make this decision?
Normally that's what happens, because if you think about it, that asset has done you well during your lifetime. And then if you put that money in even conservative investments, the interest alone could help defray the costs of senior living. And then that makes it last actually longer, because it's earning money while you're spending it, as opposed to in the real estate market that we just learned used to be very, lucrative, but, became very inflexible recently. So it becomes a better option.
Yeah, that was a painful reminder that things don't always go straight up.
Right. 11 years in a row was enough, I guess.
So do people ever get second thoughts where they move in and then they want to keep the house for a little while just in case maybe they don't like it?
Well, I can only go from my experience, but I've felt and I've experienced both types. I've had people say, I'm going to sell the house to move, and I've had some people say, well, I'm keeping the house just in case. At the end of the day, it takes a little while to change, and to make a change like that, and then also to get someone to purchase your house. So they usually don't happen simultaneously. There usually is a delay anyway.
Do you find that many seniors are not very good at throwing things out?
Well, that's the biggest issue. You're absolutely right. Very good, very good, very astute. I mean, to downsize and to sit there and say, when was the last time I was in my attic? When was the last time I was in my basement? Those decisions, along with the family, helping make those decisions, are probably some of the most difficult ones.
And they're not necessarily financial. I mean, this is emotional stuff, right?
Very. It's very emotional. There, some people, especially the generation we're talking about now, are still dealing with, some bad information and some bad happenings from the past, where the product has changed so much in the last 25 years. And it's not the same as it used to be. So people really have to go into searching with an open mind.
So you're suggesting that there's no longer a stigma it's not like you're moving into a nursing home, right?
Correct. It shouldn't. There shouldn't be a stigma anymore. You can go into any number of different locations. You can go into any number of different companies that all have been established 20-plus years along with Classic Residence by Hyatt. So you can definitely take your time, learn, and then find something that suits you the best.
We'll get into some of the more complex emotional and societal issues that people face when they give up their home and move into a more structured setting. But from a financial perspective, many people don't like to admit it, but first and foremost in their mind is money. As you mentioned earlier, people are concerned about whether or not they're going to outlive their money. So I guess for many, the threshold question is it more expensive to stay at home or to move into a senior living?
Well, of course, every case is different, but truthfully, depending on the condition of the home, it's almost cheaper sometimes to move, because you then can have that asset actually earning money while you're earning interest while you're actually paying a very predictable monthly fee. And then it includes your dining. It includes your transportation to doctors and activities. It includes your other activities that you may normally pay for. It includes all the meals, all the utilities, and then upkeep of the property and maintenance. None of those things are any of your concern any longer. So those things get removed from the equation, and there's that worry-free lifestyle that you're hoping to attain.
So from a budgetary perspective, you know what the monthly fees are going to be?
Absolutely. I mean, most contracts, especially with Classic Residence by Hyatt, they're one-year leases. They're very easy to get out of. It basically just locks your price in for the year, and then you know what you're going to be paying for the next year. And similar to any apartment building, there's rent increases year over year. But once again, not anything out of the extraordinary range, 3%, 4%, 5%, nothing unusual.
And what happens if, because we are talking about elders and seniors, people who might be more susceptible to having changes in their medical condition, what happens if somebody is no longer able to be a resident and they're midway through a lease contract?
Those things are all covered within the lease. There's opt-outs for every condition if your condition of health changes. So, as I said, they're not binding. You don't have to sit there and pay for an empty apartment beyond a notice period. And it also takes into account the continuum of care, especially at Classic Residence by Hyatt. We have the ability to move someone, if they need to, from independent living into assisted living and not having to change their address or change the location of a lot of their friends and things like that. So that's an added benefit as well.
Do people who are in the independent living get priority over outsiders if they do have a medical need and need to get more care?
Well, traditionally, that process is a slow process because there is a natural resistance, you know, that the resident goes through and says, I still am completely independent. And that usually has to take a few, few weeks to months to happen. So there are ways that we can hold apartments, obviously, for independent living residents as they transition. So the answer in short is yes.
So there are people on staff who are trained to identify whether or not the current living environment is the most appropriate and whether or not the family and residents should think about maybe moving into something else.
Absolutely. For example, at Classic Residence by Hyatt, we have 3 registered nurses. We have 2 social workers. We also have relationships with doctors who we have enticed them to come on site to do house calls 2, 3, 4 days a week. And a lot of residents make those doctors their primary care physicians, which allows them to have a type of medical care, even in independent living, that they've never had at home, because they maybe used to go to the doctor once or twice a year. If they wanted to, they could go every week.
I'm Bernie Crooks, and I'm speaking with John Muzio, the executive director of Hyatt Classic Residence in Yonkers. And we're talking about the transition for people giving up their homes and moving into a senior setting. And I guess sometimes it's a gradual process, but there are times, John, I guess, where somebody might have a stroke and they might need to move from independent living to something more structured in a day, right?
Absolutely. Sudden change in condition usually is outside our purview. Basically, that would be an intermediary would come in. Something like that, you'd obviously go to the hospital and maybe to rehab, be reassessed, and then reassigned if necessary, if you couldn't come back to independent living. But obviously, those things are extraordinary when they happen, so you have to deal with them on a case-by-case basis.
And while that was happening, the person would certainly be given the option of holding their room, right?
Absolutely. If they want to continue to pay rent on their room so they could come back to independent living, that's absolutely their option.
Yeah, I would imagine from an emotional perspective, it's difficult, to move out of a home that you've lived in for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, and then to get settled into an apartment, whether it's a one-bedroom, two-bedroom, and then have to move again.
Exactly. That always is becomes stressful. The good news, I guess, is the main downsizing and the main psychological block has already happened, so there's a little more flexibility once they're in an apartment. But you're right, it is still difficult.
This is the Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney show. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks. Our guest this week is John Muzio, the executive director of Hyatt Classic Residence in Yonkers, New York. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
All his life, little Stevie has been special. When he grows up, he probably won't be able to live on his own or work to support himself. Stevie's parents already worry about what will become of their sweet boy after they're gone. Kim was a corporate executive until a drunk driver ended her career and nearly her life. Now she has a traumatic brain injury, a sizable settlement, but no clear plan for the future. Stevie and Kim could each use a special needs trust to secure their finances, care, and maximum independence while letting them keep their public benefits such as SSI and Medicaid. Who can set up a special needs trust? The law firm of Littman Crooks, members of the Special Needs Alliance, a national network of disability and public benefits lawyers. If you or someone you love has special needs, greater peace of mind is just a phone call away. Call Littman Crooks today, 684-2100, or visit littmancrooks.com. Because special people need special plans.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm Bernie Crooks from the law firm Littman Crooks. Of course, you can visit us online at littmancrooks.com or at any one of our three offices right here in White Plains, New York. We've also got an office in Fishkill and one in Manhattan. We're speaking with John Muzio, the executive director of Classic Residence by Hyatt in Yonkers, New York. And before the break, we were talking about seniors and the emotional issue of giving up a home and moving into a different environment. But the truth is, John, not all seniors need the same level of care, right?
Absolutely. That's a perfect statement, and you have to individualize your care of your residents and your potential residents.
So I know many of our listeners have heard the buzzwords assisted living, life care community, CCRC, home care, assisted living, adult home. Tell us what these mean.
I actually didn't know there was going to be a quiz, but let me see if I can walk you through this. Obviously, independent living is just that. You're moving into an apartment. It has amenities, but you're living on your own.
But so what's the difference between independent living and going to rent an apartment?
Basically, from a lease or a financial standpoint, nothing. The difference is the amount of amenities that come with the independent living apartment and the ability to have a continuum of care beyond independent living.
Do you get food?
Yes, meals. So obviously that would be different. There's a dining room, activities. But a lot of, you know, I mean, basically it's an enhanced apartment building.
So for someone who's thinking about giving up a home and renting an apartment in White Plains, the alternative might be independent living. You get stability with respect to what the monthly budget's going to be for an all-in, including food. And you get peace of mind of knowing that if you do get sick, there are people right there that can take care of you and move you to the next level of care.
Correct. There's people that can help assess that change in condition as it happens, because it usually happens slowly. It doesn't always happen as sudden as we speak about.
So that is the most independent, if you will, of the senior-type living.
Correct. And as far as outfitting, I mean, those apartments, even though you get meals in the dining room that are included in your rent, you also have a full kitchen. So there are some people who are still baking their pies for holidays and making cookies and bringing them down to the concierge. And at the same time, they can still go down breakfast and dinner and eat in the dining room to socialize with their friends. So there's a lot of flexibility in independent living.
Okay, so that's for the active senior, the one who could live on his or her own if he or she wanted to, but chooses to be part of a community.
Exactly.
Okay, so the next level up is?
Well, now, at a certain point, what we call ADLs, activities of daily living, that comes into effect. When you can't take care of yourself on a certain level, whether it's, you know, bathing, feeding yourself, or showering, things like that, you might need assistance. And then you would move into what we call personal care. And basically, that's assisted living. You're going to get the help that you need based on a doctor's recommendation and our assessment of you. So you'll have nurses on the facility 24 hours a day. You have RN 7 days a week. You have care aides who get to know you every day. They come and visit you. They help you dress. And they get to know you better than anybody has known you in a long, long time. And so they help care for you daily, but only when you need to. They don't enable you to be less independent. They actually enable you to be as independent as possible by taking away the things that you can't do well.
So the goal is to have the least restrictive environment.
Exactly.
Now, people who need assisted living, correct me if I'm wrong, don't necessarily have a medical need. They might just not be able to get in and out of bed by themselves, but they wouldn't necessarily need to have a full-time doctor watching them.
Correct. Exactly. Some people just can't get in and out of a tub any longer, and that's just a certain condition of how they've aged. But they're still as bright as you and I. They're still, you know, very, very capable to hold many conversations at the same time, all the things that anyone else can do. But to keep them safer, you make sure that you take away the thing that can hurt them the most, which is, for that person that we're speaking of, is the lack of the ability to get in and out of the bathtub or something like that.
Okay, so the difference between the independent living living and the assisted living is the one who goes into the assisted living would need help with some ADL, getting in and out of bed or going to the bathroom or getting in and out of a bathtub, whereas the independent living person wouldn't need that help.
Correct.
All right, so now let's go to the next level, the person who would need more care than assisted living.
If something becomes a little more medical along the side of dementia, you have what's called, you know, obviously there's onset of dementia, which could become Alzheimer's. We have a memory support unit in our building, and that's for people who are, you know, confused and don't always orient correctly. And so that they still need ADL help, but they also need a little more attentive care to make sure that they're cued daily on things that they need to be doing. And that's usually from a memory standpoint.
Now, is there a separate dementia unit at Classic Residence by Hyatt?
Yes, it's a separate floor onto
that.
Itself. Our second floor has its own dining room, has its own terrace, and it basically has its own living spaces, own individual private apartments, and also same thing, has a 24-hour nursing on staff and 24-hour personal care aide staff as well. And so there's only 36 residents on that floor at any one time maximum, and so we get to know them as well as you possibly can and take care of them on a very individualized basis.
I'm speaking with John Muzio, Executive Director of Classic Residence by Hyatt, right here in Yonkers, New York, and we're talking about the separate dementia unit, and I guess maybe this is obvious to some but not to all. People with dementia aren't necessarily living in the same quarters as people with other ailments.
Correct. I mean, it's usually, once again, because they're sometimes forgetful or sometimes need help with time and place orientation, it's more comfortable for them to be in a non-stressful environment and to be around people, of the same mental status.
Do you ever have any issue with people with dementia in terms of wandering?
There's always that possibility. Our unit is a secure unit. It's not a lockdown unit, but it is secure. So we have the ability to make sure everyone's safe.
So that would be one distinction between the assisted living and the dementia floor, is that there would be more security to prevent people from wandering and injuring themselves.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now we go. Is there also a skilled nursing level, or is this the highest level of care?
For us, that in our building, there's the highest level of care. Of course, skilled nursing is available at many fine nursing homes around Westchester. And then you also mentioned the term CCRC, right, which is a continuing care retirement community. Now, what that is, the difference between that and a rental, which is what we are, is there'd be a purchase. You'd have to buy into that community. There's a little more commitment involved. In Westchester, some of the rates run from $800,000 to $900,000. Up over $1 million to secure a unit. But the beauty of that type of facility is that you can continue all the way to nursing care in that same facility.
So this might be an alternative that some seniors might consider.
Yes, some seniors definitely do. Once again, it all depends on how you choose to, you know, where do you choose to keep your money at that time. Some people want to know that their skilled nursing care is predetermined and then a CCRC is for you. Some people want the flexibility of saying, you know what, I don't want to live here any longer. I'm going to leave. So that would be a rental would be more in terms of that person's.
So somebody who was bullish on the real estate market might want to invest their money in a CCRC if they share in the appreciation.
Well, technically they don't. It's actually a buy-in. There is refundable amounts. It all depends on the community. But you are securing your future care. So that money does go into the operation to help that happen.
Okay. So then it would be somebody who wants to stay physically in the same place even if they need a nursing home.
Correct. Typically, they move in younger than they would to a rental, and then they stay longer because as they move through the continuum, their final nursing home needs are already provided for.
But if you like having money in the bank, then maybe the rental arrangement might be more appropriate.
Exactly. It turns out to be a little more flexible because you do control more of your money, not necessarily all of it, but more of it. And then you can obviously make short-term decisions or changes. Some people, you know, spend 6 months here, 3 months there, that type of thing. And if they feel comfortable still doing that and they're able to, more power to them.
So it's really just a case of different strokes for different folks.
Exactly. And that's why the education is always ongoing, you know, with us at Classic Residence by Hyatt and everyone in the industry to make sure that seniors take the time to actually find out the place that's best for them.
Now, do some people, I've heard stories of some people going into assisted living or independent living and then for one reason or another needing to hire a personal aide or personal care attendant or some type of home care. Is that accurate?
Yes. I mean, a lot of times, sometimes people already have aides before they move into a facility like this because they've had the self-awareness, which is wonderful, that they need a little bit of assistance and they get hopefully a licensed aide to come in and help them with some, you know, daily chores. You could do that in Classic Residence by Hyatt as well. You can bring someone into independent living up to 12 hours a day and still, you know, still remain on the independent side of the building because it becomes more of a, sometimes a companion, sometimes helps with some shopping, a little cleaning. Maybe they'll cook the meals instead of the resident. There's a plethora of things that could happen in that relationship.
So if someone's not necessarily ready for assisted living and would like to go into independent living and has the funds to pay for an attendant, there's no objection from the facility in terms of bringing their own person in.
Correct. The only requirement would be a licensed person. That way everybody in the building feels comfortable with whoever's around in the residence.
Right. So if not that anybody in Westchester would do this, but if they were paying somebody who might not necessarily have the appropriate paperwork and didn't have the license, that type of person would not be permitted.
Correct.
Okay. What about family? A lot of people, when they move out of their home, they want to have visitors to maintain the family relationships. Are they allowed to visit?
That's the most underutilized part, I think. I mean, weekends tends to be when most people visit, and it's funny because some of the families at Classic Residence by Hyatt, they sleep over for 2-3 weeks at a time, and that's what you actually want because that's what would normally happen in your grandma's house. They have the grandkids stay over, and that's when it really becomes their full-time home. They don't even think about their house that they left whatever how many years ago because everyone's treating this exactly the same way. It's now their home, and yes, of course, they're welcome. They can eat in the dining room. They can have. We had a 100th birthday party. We had an 80th birthday party. They do wedding anniversaries, etc. So that's the best way to have people enjoy these type of facilities.
Where do they sleep?
Well, it depends. Some residents have two-bedroom apartments and they're one person. Some residents have one-bedroom apartment with dens. Some people have pull-out couches. We provide cots if necessary. It really is very flexible.
And I got to ask this question, having a 8-pound Maltese at home. What about dogs?
Dogs are allowed because just like your home, you'd want to have your cat or your dog. As a matter of fact, you know, we take care of pets when people are in the hospital. I mean, right now if someone is in the hospital, I go up and feed her cat occasionally with my staff. And, you know, it's just one of the things that we provide to make them feel, once again, worry-free, have a little bit of peace of mind.
My dog, Sammy, who I'm sure is listening, will be very glad to hear that.
I'm glad.
I'm Bernie Crook speaking with John Muzio, the CEO of the Classic Residence by Hyatt in Yonkers, New York. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this brief message.
I can't believe we're packing all this up. Is the storage space big enough?
Mom will just sell what doesn't fit.
We can't tell Dad we sold a house. It'll make things worse.
There must have been another way to pay for his care.
She said they talked about a plan, but once he had the stroke, it was too late.
Well, they're going to move him to a new facility.
Mom, that's over an hour away.
There's nothing I can do. I'll find an apartment. Maybe I'll get a job.
A job?
I have no choice. Dad can't be left alone.
Peace of mind with Littman Gross.
Nobody knows what the future holds, so make sure your assets and loved ones are protected. Elder Law addresses the quality of life needs of people over 50, including long-term care, estate planning, and special needs trusts. Plan for your future. Call Littman Crooks today or learn more at littmancrooks.com.
Littman Crooks, protecting your loved ones and your life savings. Call 684-2100.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
That's littmancrooks.com or call 684-2100.
Welcome back to the show. This is Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6.05 to 6.35 p.m. And before the break, speaking with John Muzio, who's not the CEO, but the executive director of Classic Residence by Hyatt and Yonkers, we're talking about family members visiting. What about the resident who doesn't have a big enough apartment? Where do the family members stay?
Oh, that's a good question. We have guest suites also that we can offer family members to rent at, you know, actually below market for a hotel. They can, and then that way they can still come down and have, you know, meals in the dining room. And that way, if a resident doesn't have room, they can still stay on site.
So they can test out the food, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because for many people, that's pretty important. Another thing that's important is independence, not only for seniors, but for all people. Nobody wants to lose their independence. And I know this is a common concern. We hear it from people when they come meet with us on the legal end and want to get their, you know, health care proxy and powers of attorney and wills and all that stuff done. And we talk about, you know, the next phase of their life. They're always asking, well, am I going to lose my independence? So, John, what's the answer? If you move into an independent living or assisted living arrangement, do you lose your independence?
Well, I mean, we define independence as living life on your own terms. So what we try to do, as I said, is take away some of the worries that you have, and that would allow you to focus on things that keep you independent, your friends, your social activities, the time that you want to wake up and go to bed. Those things are all still under your control. There's still many social and cultural activities that you can participate in, and you just remove things that would slow you down, whether it's, you know, paying bills for utilities or mortgages or scheduling landscapers and upkeep. None of that stuff has to happen, so your independence is still there because you have more time to spend on the things that you really want to do, especially as now that you're getting, you know, maybe slowing down a tiny bit and can't do quite as much.
So it's not like breakfast is served between 7 and 7.30, and if you don't get there by 7.30, you miss breakfast?
Correct. There's actually breakfast is served for over 2 hours, and then we can also deliver breakfast if you're not feeling well. So there's plenty of options to keep people as independent as they need to be.
I mean, because some people like to wake up early, others, you know, sleep late.
Right. That's correct. And actually, if you don't want to come down to breakfast, some people are, you know, baking muffins in their own apartment, or they don't even, they just skip breakfast completely and they come down just for lunch and dinner. Once again, that's about their choices. So that's kind of how we define independence.
All right. So you can only spend, you know, so much time eating during the day. I know we all like eating. Give me an example of like what a typical day is like, to the extent that typical exists. I mean, what do people do?
Well, after breakfast, and we do, you know, have a large group of residents who come down for breakfast, we have two exercise classes running back to back. One's low effort, one's high effort. Most of it's chair exercises, so there's no danger of tripping and falling, but you can make it as hard working as you want to. That goes on 3 days a week. We also have yoga and Tai Chi that we intermingle in there. After that, of course, there's lunchtime, so we have a little bit of break so that way we're not conflicting. Then 3 days a week, Monday, Thursday, and Friday, we have doctor's visits that we take people to their doctors in our transportation. So a lot of people schedule their doctor's appointments in the afternoon on those days. Then also on Tuesday and Thursday we have trips, whether it's to the library, whether it's to the city for a play, whether it's to one of our wonderful parks here in Westchester. Things like that are all on our social calendar.
So you actually go off campus?
Absolutely.
Now, is there a minimum age for people to move into one of your places?
Technically, no, but it becomes a peer issue. You obviously want to have people that you have some, you know, some things that are familiar to you, and they have a lot of things in common. So most people tend to look at a facility like this when they start getting beyond 65 and 70.
And most people come take a look at it first?
Oh, absolutely. We have people that moved in this year that have been looking at us on and off because we keep them on a mailing list. We invite them to events, for nine or eight years. I mean, sometimes it just takes a while for people to decide that it's the right time.
We've got to take one last short break, and then we'll be right back to finish up with John Musial.
Sometimes we're presented with questions that are difficult to face.
Mommy, I don't like my scary dreams.
I know, but Mommy will always be here to make them go away.
But Mommy?
Yes, dear?
Who will make them go away if you die?
Unless we have effective answers to these questions, the results can be financially and emotionally devastating. Littman Crooks provides legal expertise for special needs trusts and estate planning so your loved ones will always be taken care of. For persons with disabilities, a special needs trust can enhance their quality of life while maintaining their public benefits. As a member of the Special Needs Alliance, we design wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and health care directives tailored to your family's situation. Plan for the future today. Call Littman Crooks or visit littmancrooks.com.
Littman Crooks, protecting your loved ones and your life savings. Call 684-2100.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
That's littmancrooks.com or call 684-2100.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Bernie Crooks from the law firm Littman Crooks. If you're interested in learning about our community service activities and our other calendar of events, our attorneys are speaking across the county on a regular basis, go to our website at littmancrooks.com and click on Calendar of Events. We're finishing up here with John Musial, the executive director of Classic Residence by Hyatt in Yonkers, New York. And I'm sure after this very informative half hour, people want to know how to get in touch with you and how to learn more about Classic Residence.
Sure. Obviously, you can call us at 914-709-1234 and ask for some information that we can mail to you or come down and have a tour. You can also find us on the web at www.hyattclassic.com. And actually, a third way, some people actually take a trial stay. We have people stay a month, 2 months, 3 months, and find out if it's something that they want to do long term. And that's always a great way to learn the most.
And if they don't like it, they can just go home.
Absolutely. They choose whatever length of stay they want, beyond a month.
John Musial, thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This is Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Good night, everyone.